shall come out with great possessions. I want to talk to you about how you can know without a shadow of a doubt that all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, the Bible says that all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Another way you can know without a shadow of a doubt that the Bible is the true inspired Word of God is by looking at Bible prophecy. And in Genesis chapter 15, verses 12 through 14, we see Bible prophecy laid before us. And in verse 12, it says, "Now when the sun was going down, a deep sleep fell upon Abram, and behold, horror and great darkness fell upon him. Then he, that is God, said to Abram, know certainly that your descendants will be strangers in a land that is not theirs, and will serve them, and they will afflict them 400 years, and also the nation whom they serve I will judge. Afterward, they shall come out with great possessions." Let's look at this prophecy fulfilled. Number one, know certainly that your descendants will be strangers in a land that is not theirs. Let's look at the fulfillment of this prophecy. The fulfillment is found in Exodus chapter 1, verse 8. "Now there arose a new king over Egypt who did not know Joseph." Where were the children of Israel at this point? They were in the land of Egypt. Number 2. Back to Genesis chapter 15, verse 13, it says, "And will serve them." Who will they serve? The strangers in the land that is not theirs. We see this fulfilled in Exodus chapter 1, verse 13. It says, "So the Egyptians," again the Israelites in Egypt, "the Egyptians made the children of Israel serve with rigor, and they made their lives bitter with hard bondage, in mortar and brick, and in all manner of service in the field. All their service in which they made them serve was with rigor." Number 3, "And they will afflict them 400 years. In the book of Acts chapter 7, verse 6, Stephen, giving an account as he's addressing the high priest, says, "But God spoke in this way, that his descendants would dwell in a foreign land, and that they would bring them into bondage and oppress them 400 years. Number 4, back to Genesis chapter 15, verse 14, "And also the nation they serve I will judge." Where do we see judgment being poured out on Egypt? In Exodus chapters 7 through 12, we see the first plague, waters becoming blood. We see plagues of frogs, plagues of lice, plagues of flies, the livestock being diseased, the sixth plague of boils, the seventh plague of hail, the eighth plague of locusts, the ninth plague of darkness. And in chapter 12, we see the tenth plague, the death of the firstborn. Finally, in number 5, "Afterward they shall come out with great possessions." Where do we see this prophecy fulfilled? Exodus chapter 12, verse 35. "Now the children of Israel had done according to the word of Moses, and they had asked from the Egyptians articles of silver, articles of gold, and clothing. And the Lord had given the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians, so that they granted them what they requested. Thus they plundered the Egyptians." For those of you who say you are going to believe in the Bible, that you do believe it is the inspired Word of God, and that Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins, and that you do receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, Bible prophecy will still be fulfilled for you, where it says that they shall come out with great possessions, and that is prophetic word to you for those of you who choose Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Why do I say that? John chapter 14, verse 2, Jesus says, "In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you." The book of Revelation gives us an account of what the new Jerusalem is going to look like, what the new heaven is going to look like, where we are going to dwell. The Bible says the construction of its walls, talking of the new Jerusalem, where we will dwell as soon as we pass from this life into the next. The construction of its walls was of jasper, and the city was of pure gold, like clear glass. The foundations of the wall of the city were adorned with all kinds of precious stones. We will go out with great possessions. Just repeat this simple prayer with me. Lord, I desire to receive great possessions, and I desire to store up treasures in heaven. Lord, I desire to receive you as my Lord and Savior. I invite you into my life to be Lord of my life, now and forevermore. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.